We are currently in the middle of another exciting NBA season. Join Tim Roy and the crew on KINS 106.3 for all your Golden State Warriors basketball action.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. For the next few community comments, I want to address some local beliefs regarding our hazards that I don't think are true. Here are the topics I have so far. The belief that only out-of-town visitors are vulnerable to sneaker waves. The belief that if you're a strong swimmer, then you shouldn't worry about being caught by a sneaker wave. The belief that if you know what to do in a rip current, then it's safe to swim in our ocean waters. The belief that lots of small earthquakes release the energy from the earth and therefore protects us from bigger earthquakes. The belief that certain weather is more conductive to earthquakes and therefore tsunamis. The belief that snow melt was the reason why the 1964 flood was so bad, the belief that heavy rain can make coastal flooding worse in every situation, and last but not least, the belief that high tides always cause river flooding to be worse. So that's my list so far, and maybe one or two of those made you bristle. If so, then turn in to hear why I think these beliefs are not correct. This week, I'll talk about the belief that high tides always cause river flooding to be worse. In last week's community comment, I said that the way that rivers and the ocean interact is complicated. Every river is different, and even each river behaves differently, depending on whether it's at low flow or it's flooding. But when I showed up at the weather office 22 years ago, all of our documentation and all the local beliefs said the same thing for all rivers. High tides made flooding worse. From my training as a hydraulic engineer, I suspected that this was not true, and I wanted to collect data to clearly establish how each river reacted to high tides. So I camped out on the banks of area rivers during floods to measure how the flood was impacted during the entire tidal cycle, which meant about 6 hours of watching, often in the middle of the night or in the pouring rain. From that effort, I can tell you with great confidence that our large rivers that dump straight into the ocean are not impacted by high tides when they are flooding. When they are flowing deep and fast, they simply overpower the high tides. Now, why does this matter, you might ask? Well, because if our best science says that a river is going to flood, say, at 2 p.m., but the high tide is at a different time, then folks who believe that the tide is the driving factor might not believe our forecast, and that could be a deadly mistake. You might also wonder why local lore can be so wrong in this case. The explanation is easy. All rivers are backed up by tides during low flow. So for most of the year, folks who know the rivers well see them being backed up during high tides. It's not too difficult to conclude that the same mechanism happens during floods, but that's just not always true. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.